Are you feeling overwhelmed by hormonal changes? If you're a woman, you're not alone. With over 1,000 hormone disruptors in our environment, it's no wonder things can feel out of balance. On top of that, natural changes like PMS, menopause, and other life stages can leave you feeling tired, irritable, and trapped in a constant battle with your body. But here's the good news. You don't have to suffer through it. Hormone Harmony by Happy Mammoth is here to help. This herbal formula fine-tunes your hormones, balancing estrogen, testosterone, and even stress hormones like cortisol, which can contribute to weight gain, racing thoughts, poor sleep, and more. With over 40,000 five-star reviews and a bottle selling every 24 seconds, the results speak for themselves. Ready to feel like yourself again? For a limited time, get 15% off your first order at happymammoth.com using code NEXTCHAPTER at checkout. Visit happymammoth.com today and get your old self back naturally.
Owning a boat comes with a number of perks, like being able to say, ahoy, or land ho, and not feel weird about it. So here's another perk. GEICO's boat insurance offers access to the largest towing fleet on the water. And with specialist support from agents that are as passionate about boating as you are, there's so much value that you'll want to say, shiver me timbers, and not feel weird about that either. Get more with GEICO.
Do you enjoy this podcast but wish you had more weekly short doses of insights and nuggets? Well, if you didn't know, I recently launched an email newsletter where you can join and connect with a community of like-minded young women around the world, also on the journey of personal growth. This weekly email includes everything from mindful insights and finds, tips on living well, relationships, my personal experiences, and a lot more. Subscribe to get your weekly email newsletter. The link is directly in this podcast episode show notes, or you can head directly to my website at emilyelizabeth.blog and you can sign up from there.
I'm Emily Elizabeth, and I'm the host of the What Fulfills You podcast, a show for and about individuals always seeking to be their best selves. On this show, we talk all about building the mindset, finding the right careers, creating meaningful relationships, and so much more. Welcome to the What Fulfills You podcast.
Hello, hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of What Fulfills You. My name is Emily Elizabeth. I'm your host, and welcome if this is your first time tuning in to the podcast. Today's episode is inspired by a few recent conversations I've had with some girlfriends and some peers, and I decided that this one would be a valuable topic to dive into for the audience, you guys. In case you can't tell by the title, this is around creating the standard of where people meet you and how you also have the power to shift that standard in your own life. Part of this was also inspired by learning a little bit more about Mel Robbins' Let Them theory. And I know that she very much recently released the book, and I have not read it yet. And I wouldn't say I've been an avid listener of Mel Robbins, but I've heard her quite a few times on different podcasts now. And the thing that has stood out to me the most is the let them concept, which, in case you have not heard of it, it's basically as simple as letting people show you who they are and allowing yourself to respond based on what is actually in front of you. So I think a basic example she often has used, and I think is a very relatable one, is when you, and I can speak on this from personal experience, right? When you're young and you really like someone and you want to talk about maybe future or next steps or maybe making a commitment to be in a formal relationship if it's not already that, right? But maybe you are afraid to bring that up because you're afraid that maybe this will push them away or you're afraid of their response or whatever. And I think this is where the power of that concept comes in, is just let them. Let them be who they really are. Let them show you who they really are. So share. Share what needs you have. Share what desires you have. and let them show you their true response. And the power comes into your hands by allowing yourself to make the decision on whether you stay or go or whatever that context is. And for me personally, I think the time that I actually really learned this is when Natalie Joy, this is back in 2021, she was on the podcast, and this was at a time before she was married to Nick Vile and before she became a mom, all of that. She was on the podcast and she talked about how, I think it was after several months, at least probably 6-7 months, I think it was at some point, she kept talking about how, hey, I want to date you. I want to be with you. And I think there was a final straw for her that she gave it one last try. She told him, hey, I want to date you. And he said he couldn't see it. He couldn't do it. He couldn't commit. So she said, okay, that's fine. And she walked away. And it was afterwards that Nick came back to her and was like, okay, I don't want to be without you and I want to date you. And so what was valuable in what she shared with me and also on the podcast and other podcasts is that she wasn't playing games. She very much just was straightforward in articulating what she wanted and also had an internal, maybe intrinsic timeline of how much she could put up with or how much she could be okay with just being at the stage they were at and at what point it would cost her peace or just would be too much for her to just like stick around and hang out, right? And so that kind of comes back to the main theme of this episode, which is around how people meet you where you are at. And you also meet people where they are at. An example that I wrote down, and I also want to preface that, keep in mind, there is no right or wrong choice in life or in this context per se, right? Because you set the standard, you set the bar for what you want and what you will accept in your own life. And that is okay. It is an individual preference and an individual choice. So, an example though that I wrote down, which I think is a pretty simple, straightforward one, is let's say you are dating someone, whether it's in the early stages or you are in a relationship with someone, and one person dedicates a lot of their time and their energy towards fitness and health and well-being. And let's just make it really easy. Let's say one person consistently gets up at 6 a.m. They're always doing some sort of workout in the early morning. And the other person sleeps in, let's say until 8 a.m. And not only with the later sleeping in, they also don't really do anything in their own individual life around health and fitness and like that kind of self-care.
Are you feeling overwhelmed by hormonal changes? If you're a woman, you're not alone. With over 1,000 hormone disruptors in our environment, it's no wonder things can feel out of balance. On top of that, natural changes like PMS, menopause, and other life stages can leave you feeling tired, irritable, and trapped in a constant battle with your body. But here's the good news. You don't have to suffer through it. Hormone Harmony by Happy Mammoth is here to help. This herbal formula fine-tunes your hormones, balancing estrogen, testosterone, and even stress hormones like cortisol, which can contribute to weight gain, racing thoughts, poor sleep, and more. With over 40,000 five-star reviews and a bottle selling every 24 seconds, the results speak for themselves. Ready to feel like yourself again? For a limited time, get 15% off your first order at happymammoth.com using code NEXTCHAPTER at checkout. Visit happymammoth.com today and get your old self back naturally.
Taxes was feeling so stuck. Sitting in traffic, squeezing into a parking spot, all to squeeze in getting tax help during your lunch break. Now Taxes is a TurboTax expert who does your taxes for you. while you go about your day getting real-time notifications about their progress and the most money back guaranteed. Now this is taxes. Intuit TurboTax. Get an expert now on TurboTax.com. Only available with TurboTax Live Full Service. Real-time updates only in iOS mobile apps. See guaranteed details at TurboTax.com/guarantees.
So, you might imagine, well, of course they could date and they can try to make things work. They don't have to be the same person. And in fact, you don't want to be the same person that you are dating, right? But the key differences here in regards to standard, right? One person has a standard where they live by surrounding their well-being, surrounding their discipline, surrounding their health and fitness regimen. And the other person doesn't really value that. And we can see that from an easy naked eye because that person doesn't do anything on a consistent frequency that showcases that they do value those things related to health and fitness. Okay. So the person who does show up that way, that does show up with health-oriented values, if that is their standard, if that is their way of living, and their standard and value is to be able to share and build a life with someone that also has similar values and therefore in some shape or form lives a similar lifestyle. And by the way, it could also be, again, someone could wake up later and also incorporate health and fitness at a different time. It doesn't have to be a different time, but notice how earlier I mentioned one partner doesn't incorporate much on a consistent basis at all, right? Months and months will go by, maybe even years if it takes that long. And the person that is so consistent with the health aspect and the fitness regimen, they're likely not going to be able to maintain the other person in their life because the other person is not meeting the standard and baseline of where the other person is at. And this could still be against what the other person wants. The person who is health oriented, maybe they don't want to, let's just say in harsher words, break up with the other person. Maybe they don't want that to happen. But even if they don't want that, they will feel the friction of the other person not meeting them at their own baseline standard. And so I share that with you because it is important to look at yourself first and see how you are embodying the things that you say you want, especially when it comes to relationships of all kinds. This is in business, romance, friendships, all of it, right? Family even, okay? So basic example, if you are someone that wants a partner that is, let's just make it around health. Let's say you want someone that is health focused and health oriented, how much of that can you say you are genuinely embodying, right? And here's the irony is that when you do embody these things that you say you want in other people, in other like-minded people, you often will find them. Like for me, I am active. I play tennis, I'm skating, I'm in workout classes. So if I want to meet some more women in her 20s and 30s in New York City that is interested in yoga and Pilates or is, you know, frequently goes to these types of classes, if I'm going 3 times a week, the odds of me meeting someone that is interested in that, or maybe if I go to the same class every week and I see the same girl 3 times, the odds of us being able to align is very high, right? This is the same thing when it comes to meeting a guy. Everyone's like, oh, I don't know where to meet people, and everyone's running around on apps, right? Why don't you go to places that embody the values that you have? And that could be even as simple as a library or bookstore, somewhere cute. Like I would love, if I was, you know, single, I'd go to, I don't know, maybe like a wine bar with like a bookstore kind of vibe. I mean, that could be kind of cute. I don't know. I'm just pointing out that there are many ways to meet people where you are at. So you can't expect to find someone. I mean, again, it's not like it's impossible, but the odds are a little bit slimmer if you're constantly trying to seek for certain types of people in environments that it might be more of a once in a while type of thing that they're at these places. Like for me, it doesn't mean that I don't go out and go to like a lounge or, you know, a bar or a nightclub from time to time. Like I certainly will go to some of these things, but the frequency that I go to these places are a lot less than me going to tennis, which is 2 to 3, sometimes 4 times a week, or a workout class or a coffee shop, right? Like the frequency of me being at these places are going to be a lot higher. And so you have to look at yourself and see where you're showing up. And another example that I actually shared with a girlfriend is around contextualizing where people are at, especially when it comes to dating. And this was someone that's more in her early-ish mid-20s. And I shared with her a realization I had in my earlier years that helped me with dating, and especially anxieties and emotions around dating, which is that when it comes to where people meet you and where you're at, you have to think about it in levels and not in a superficial way, but you kind of have to realize that certain types of people are truly a better fit for other certain types of people and vice versa with yourself as well. And so I give an example of, let's say you want to go to a ballet class. Let's say you have experience, right? You're going to an adult ballet class, but maybe you've done ballet for several years when you were younger. You're likely going to want to go into the intermediate class at baseline. Why? Because you don't need reminders, or you don't need to be taught for the first time what first position and second position is, or what a plié is, right? This is ballet terms. So you're going to go to the intermediate class, and you're going to also meet other people in intermediate level. And if you are brand new to ballet, you are going to go to the beginner class. And then I also shared with her, you know, if you are a beginner, right, you want to go to the intermediate class. You are going to feel overwhelmed. Whether you like it or not, you can try to fake it, but you will feel overwhelmed because you're going to look at everyone in the room. You're not going to know what these positions are. You're not going to know the classic ballet terms, and you were better fit to be in the beginner class in the first place rather than putting yourself in intermediate because you want to be with people in that class, right? That's understandable. But I shared that analogy because I said that something I realized in life and being able to meet people where they're at and where I'm at is that there are levels to it, especially with emotional maturity. Okay, that's often, I think I can speak on behalf of myself and some girls, is that men often, especially as they're still developing, they are slower or maybe lack the emotional maturity we're hoping for or we might have expected even. And so instead of questioning, which is I think also sometimes common, which is instead of questioning why they can't keep up with you or why they can't meet you where you're at, reframe that and recognize that, you know, perhaps you were giving them too much credit. You were, again, back to the ballet class analogy, you were trying to help them keep up in your intermediate class, but the whole time they belonged in beginner class. And did it ever occur to you that it is simply better to let go and allow them to bond and meet other people in that level, and for you to do the same in your own intermediate class? And again, I know this analogy could be really weird to some of you guys, but I shared this with her because I also told her this goes for me, I'm a sports girl. So I look at everything in kind of sports analogies. And same thing with tennis. When I go to clinics or when I'm playing, you know, matches, right? It is so terribly unfair for anyone to put me against someone that is 2 years into tennis, right? Even if I was off the court for a few years, it's not about how long one has been playing, but the fact that my tennis IQ, even if I'm playing against a guy that's stronger than me, my tennis IQ is going to still be higher because of my experience and my knowledge of playing tennis and maneuvering and kind of certain smarts, right? It's just like chess and poker and all of these different things. There are just levels to the game, and it's not meant to be offensive or to disclude people by any means, but it is rather to accept a reality, kind of like back to the beginning, like I said with Mel Robbins, let them. There is a reality to that, which is let them be who they are. Let them show you who they are. And instead of trying to, in some cases, change where they're at or how they're showing up, or instead of trying to make exceptions for them, take what is showing up at face value, right? So if someone, let's say if I was dating someone, I actually know someone that's kind of in this situation where they wish their partner was more ambitious and more, not necessarily just ambitious in the career, but we're talking like ambitious for oneself, ambitious to get one's shit together, ambitious to kind of want something beyond you, right? To kind of shoot bigger, to challenge yourself, right? I think we all find it, at the very least, slightly attractive when we see someone kind of going for it, like pushing forward to challenge themselves, to grow, right? Because without challenges, we can't grow. Because if we're just constantly comfortable, we're definitely not growing, right? So you kind of have to stimulate that in your own life. But all that to say, I know someone that acknowledges that that's somewhat of an issue for them, that their person, their partner is not doing that for themselves. Then I asked this person though, are you doing that for you? Because you will meet people where you are at. And I told this person that if you shift out of that, so back to the ballet class analogy, if you shift out of that class, if you go from beginner to intermediate, right, you can try for months to wait for that other person to catch up and whatever, but people will go at their own pace. People will go at their own drive. And sometimes if you make that leap for yourself, without holding back to wait for that other person, oftentimes you will meet other people that you suddenly realize are just, for lack of better words, just more aligned and more of a better fit for you. That's in both friendships and romantic relationships and even the types of colleagues you could work at based on like the company culture, right? All of it. So before you complain too much about whoever is in your life and they're not showing up a certain way or whatever, you must ask yourself, are you showing up that way? And if you are, how much longer can you, I guess, neglect your peace or neglect your desires and or needs? How long can you push that off before it just starts to create internal conflict? We all have been there when just we're fighting against almost making a decision, or we're fighting against what feels natural or feels attuned to what we really want, right? It's kind of often one way or another. It will eat you alive until you make that call, even if that's 20 years from now, or you make that call right now, the sooner the better, and you level up in your own life. Just remember that you create the standard of where people meet you at. And because you create that standard, you can also shift that standard, especially if you are not where you want people to meet you at. And especially if you are not where you would like to meet other people, okay? And the power is in your hands to make that shift. But it will always start with how you are showing up. Like attracts like. Like-minded people will attract like-minded people. It's just how we are by nature. And even if we try to fight it at times, I've done this myself, right? It will come full circle. We will see how certain things or certain people were just not a true aligned fit, and that's okay. And sometimes it's in part because of growth. Sometimes it's in part because we outgrew them and not because we weren't aligned at one point. I felt that in friendships. I have felt that even in my first romantic relationship, where at the end of the 4 years, it was primarily because I had outgrown him and the relationship in some way, in a way that he had not kept growing at a similar pace himself. And that lack of growth affected the way we looked at the world, the way we had aspirations and dreams and desires in life. And that's okay, right? Of course, it's sad, but that's okay, because we must do what feels best for us. And if we are growing and challenging ourselves, and that's something I realized after that relationship, which is that I value growth. I value growth mindset, and I value someone that is willing to kind of keep challenging themselves to grow and evolve and ride the tides of life, the waves of life, that it's a little bit up, down, but hey, you know what? If you're growing and learning and making pivots as life throws whatever chaos comes your way, because it'll happen, right? If you're willing to grow in that process as well, that for me is a big value. And so I always make sure that I am actually showing up in that way and doing my due diligence to practice and grow my mind and grow my beliefs and evolve continuously as a person, especially as a young girl in her 20s. I hope this episode was helpful and helped you, especially when it comes to navigating any anxiety around dating and friendships and relationships where you feel like something is a little bit off in whatever dynamic that is. I hope this episode was helpful in providing some clarity and maybe like that third person opinion that you kind of wanted or was seeking. Because I remember where I was when I was, and this is constantly still the case, but I am always, I think, sometimes craving an outside voice, an outside input, not necessarily for advice, but just to provide some extra wisdom and extra clarity. And I know this is what I was seeking when I was especially in college and navigating the early parts of my 20s and in my mid-20s as well. So I'm always thinking of the younger version of Emily as I'm creating this episode, as I'm creating these episodes, and also the input from you guys. And so I would not be able to do it without you. Make sure to DM me if this episode was helpful or any recent episode. You can find me on Instagram at Emily E. Duong or at What Fulfills You. Everything is linked in the show notes. Thank you again for tuning in today. I will chat with you all in the next one.
Owning a boat comes with a number of perks, like being able to say, ahoy, or land ho, and not feel weird about it. So here's another perk. GEICO's boat insurance offers access to the largest towing fleet on the water. And with specialist support from agents that are as passionate about boating as you are, there's so much value that you'll want to say, shiver me timbers, and not feel weird about that either. Get more with GEICO.